interesting, sighing message of the Twilight Won't Show. You said that order was your song, but now it's time anew for show.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. The Vault. Awesome. Tell me about that song.
It was written over a pretty long period of time. Like, I was driving up in Rhode Island. I was listening, for funny thing, I was listening to Hail to the Thief by Radiohead.
Okay.
And it doesn't sound like anything else in that, but the chord progression came into my mind. And at the time, I was reading a fictional book that was about a medieval cathedral being built, and it's the vault actually refers to the architectural components of a cathedral as opposed to a vault that opens up. Something I have to keep reminding the guys in Absent Boundaries when we're about to play. They're just like, hey, let's open the vault. Ha, ha, ha. And,
I'm glad I've never said that, by the way.
Yeah, that's very much a David Mills-ism. He's the lead guitarist in our band.
Yeah, you're right. In the band, Absent Boundaries, sure.
I heard the chords in my head, and then I wrote, and then I recorded it on a tape recorder a few months later, and then I kind of wrote the lyrics around not being able to sleep.
Okay. And so then they somehow those things go together. They just seem to sort of flow together. The not sleeping and the cathedral ceilings.
There's a little bit of a political component to it as well. Just kind
You're
of
a complicated, complicated man. I can see, Hank.
That's an understatement.
Yes. Just scratching the surface a little bit. Yes, that is becoming clear. Awesome. All right, mm-hmm. This is cool. So, did you wake? You said wrote it around not being able to sleep. Then were you then writing it at 3 a.m? Is this like a magical hour of songwriting for you guys?
I'm not really much of the 3 a.m. kind of guy when it comes to writing. It does happen from time to time. Uh-huh. If I write something at three in the morning, it's going to be some kind of really evil poetry. That's like
okay.
Might be kind of explicit.
Yes, right. Being angry that you're tossing and turning, and yes, cannot sleep, and right. But that's better than that's. I think it's fine to write that kind of poetry. Just don't hit the send button.
Yeah.
So it's okay to make that into a draft form. So, yeah, that sounds good. All right, well, so let's play something else.
Sure.
We can do, like, Rationalize.
Rationalize.
Since we were talking about evil and politics and...
Yes. I mean, there's always room for
evil. We did
and
dedicate
politics.
This to a certain governor at the Three Corners show, if I recall.
Yes, we did, didn't we? here's the thing about this next song is, people think... You know, a misunderstanding that I hate is that if you write something in a song, people literally interpret it to be about you, and maybe it is. That's true.
But a lot of times it's inspired by a book or a story or something else you're thinking about.
Lately, thinking of this song, it kind of brings up this quote from Marlon Brando where he was talking about Stanley in Streetcar Named Desire, where he was just like, I don't identify with that character at all. I hate that person very deeply. And he acted him and brought him to life. And,
and he was a method actor, so he became that person.
I'm not saying that I'm a method actor, but I do feel that that's how I feel about this song.
You write songs that are characters, you know.
You're feeling the song as you're doing it, but maybe that's not you.
Yeah, man.
What is this? No, so I'm totally intrigued now. What's the name of the song?
The song is called Rationalize.
Okay, and you don't think that you do?
I'm just saying rationalizing is very objective, and people can rationalize pretty terrible things by just making sense of them.
Absolutely.
And this is kind of where just like stuff I've read that's kind of nihilistic comes into play.
Okay. But this is not a confessional song, then.
No, it's not a confessional song.
Okay.
It's just sort of looking at things from a...
Okay. Disappointed, sort of. Yes. Disgusted.
Yeah.
So, politics. All right. Say no more.
Yeah. Rationalize. I wouldn't call this one political.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So here we go. Rationalize.
All right.
That was a beautiful rationalization.
Yes.
Yes. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. You're waxing poetic very nicely. Yes. And I definitely tried to keep in mind that was not a reflection of you, even though you were doing it in first person.
I was quite proud that I made a banjo riff out of three notes.
Yeah, I really dig what he does on the banjo on that one. It's kind of a curious one for that. Like, when he wanted to do it, I was kind of like, well, I've intended it as an... I think it's going to be an absent boundaries song, but
But then you would like check out these three notes.
Yeah, these three notes will change your mind. Well, you know, I think of it kind of when I approach certain things, I think of it from a conceptual standpoint, and you know, I think of like when you rationalize something, you're kind of telling yourself something over and over again, until it sounds good in your eyes.
And so,
and so, like, I do like the same riff over like the little 007 thing. So while he's doing like the
007,
you know, and then I'm still doing that.
No one can rationalize like James Bond, right? Come on.
And then on the other hand, I watched the show Archer, which the whole premise of it is like
I couldn't. I was like, no.
I see
like
both sides of this.
It's just like a womanizing secret agent who drinks constantly. Isn't that guy a complete
right
yeah. word we can't say on the radio?
Good stuff. All right, so if people want to know more about Hank and Brendan, I know you've got like a Facebook page or something.
Yes, we certainly do.
We're using is Facebook, but
all right,
we'll
and you'll expand your Hank and Brendan-ness
when we get the CD, things will change drastically.
And so you mentioned that EP. When's that coming out?
Probably early this summer, I would assume.
Oh, so soon.
Very soon, yes.
Okay.
We're about like halfway done at
least. And you've got all the songs chosen, you know what you're doing.
We've gotten all our scratch tracks laid down. We did that in about 6 hours a couple of weeks ago.
So it's just like basically boiling down to vocals and whatever other overdubs we feel necessary.
Okay.
We plan on having a little bit of fun with the overdubs.
we'll dress the tunes up a little bit and hide that there's two of us.
I had an idea the other day. I guess I'm just saying this to sort of divert this guy's name from a singer-songwriter who has the same name as someone I consider disreputable. The songwriter's name is Scott Walker. And he's kind of a cult. He has kind of a cult thing going on, I suppose. Not a literal cult, but like he's like a singer-songwriter.
Okay, you know? In this area?
No. He's from the 60s.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I've never heard of Scott Walker.
His songs are elaborately orchestrated, but have kind of a misty atmosphere. I want to try to incorporate that.
All right. I'm going to look him up later, Hank.
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
He
learned something new.
Yeah. He introduced me to Jacques Brel.
Okay.
You might know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Sounds fun.
That's neither here nor there.
All right. In the neither here nor there realm, we got like 10 minutes. What you want to do with it?
Yeah, we can do that one.
Snakes.
Yeah.
It's time for some snakes. Now, what's it called? Is it really snakes?
It's just snakes.
It's just snakes. This is, it's kind of it's a Lou Reed-inspired tune.
A Lou Reed-inspired tune called
There's some Beatles in there, too, I think.
With some Beatles in there, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the clean version.
Clean version. So when you're recording, are you recording a dirty version?
Yes, we will.
We'll do both, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's too fun not to have two versions.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm in. I'm in with the clean version.
All right.
One, two, three, four. Slipping through the grass. Sure hope that one is black, 'cause it's getting near my foot. Snakes, I hear 'em wiggling at the door. Now there's a crack near the floor. There's one and now there's more. Snakes, now they're filling up the room.
Filling up the room.
Can't sweep them with a broom.
Sweep them with a broom.
Better find another room. because there's too many piling snakes. Lake. Guess I'll try and swim away. But it's also filled with snakes. Better to take my chances anyway. I was afraid that the lights would go out. Living safe and yet in doubt. Never thought I'd be the one to have my fortress overrun. And now there's snakes.
Kill 'em with my gun.
'Cause there's too many falling snakes.
Too many falling snakes.
There's too many piling snakes.
Too many piling snakes.
There's too many biting snakes.
That was awesome.
That was harder to think about that than I thought.
The falling, piling, biting snakes.
Yeah, that's
loved it. I don't think I've heard that one before. That one is not on an absent boundaries.
No, it is certainly not.
Okay.
It will be on the EP.
Excellent. Yep. Okay, yeah, I was going to tell you that one is a must record.
That is most certainly. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
We've seen critical reception at the open mics, and it's knocked them dead most of the time. So.
Yeah. Very, very fun. Very fun stuff. Right, and so you like snakes?
Oh, I love snakes. Yeah. Snakes is a lot of fun.
Hoping they're black snakes.
Hoping they're black snakes tend to be the less poisonous ones. So.
Yeah, they're not poisonous.
No.
It just
I've always wondered about that line, by the way. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah,
they're not poisonous. They just hurt when they bite you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah.
And they'll kill bugs.
So black snakes are very large, and then so like the poisonous snakes in this area, the copperheads are small, and the black snakes will eat the copperheads.
Yeah, so.
So yay snakes, all right. Yay piling snakes in your fortress, in your vault, awesome, I love it.
Rationalizing snakes, getting their way out,
and then looking at their reflections.
Yes,
awesome, I loved it. Love that song.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome one. Great.
Thank you much.
Yeah. All right. So, we got a few more minutes. Can you fill my 4 minutes?
We could do that. We have a song called Deep Space that we could do.
Deep Space.
Snakes to Deep Space.
So this is another one of Hank's characters.
It's like the Discovery Channel. First we were on the History Channel with the Vols. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what's this? So now tell me about this song.
Meditation.
It's about meditation. It's like someone who isn't very good at it. It's like still holding grudges against people or something like that.
Just like, using meditation as a means to be better than others.
It's like, go away. I am meditating.
Deep space? Is that what you said it's called? Yeah.
Yes.
But, and once again, not autobiographical.
This one actually is kind of autobiographical. Like, I do meditate. And
I do tend to just sit there and gripe about people in my mind.
I do feel better than everybody else for doing this.
Yeah. I call it an Ubermensch complex. I also read Friedrich Nietzsche.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this. I'm so interested. Right. Is this also one for the EP? What's the EP called?
Everything is on the EP.
What's the EP called?
Something related to like Equinox River or something or other.
Okay, you don't know yet.
That's kind of a working title at this
moment. Okay.
Yeah,
so the title and the artwork.
Probably inspired.
You're still working on all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Details.
Whatever. That'll come together. All right. Okay. All right. Deep space.
All right.
All right. Hank and Brendan.
2, 3, 4.
So much. Deep space. Hank and Brendan, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And rocking my world. And I look forward to hearing the EP.
Yeah,
and I look forward to hearing you back here in the studio.
Absolutely.
And you're listening. Thanks for everyone for listening to Let's Sing the Next Show. And you're listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
We are off and running again with another Merlefest Radio Hour. So glad you could join us. Last week,